it kind of almost started more from the storytelling, and then we built the music around it. And the arrangements, you know, are oftentimes very simple, so the storytelling always kind of gets presented first.
The Hold Steady's frontman Craig Finn has always been about the stories, but on his new album, they move to center stage. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. For someone who's been such a front and center performer on the indie circuit, Craig Finn has never made a significant solo outing before now. After attending Boston College, the Minnesota-raised artist fronted the alt-rock band Lifter Puller for most of the 90s. Since then, he's been leading the Hold Steady for around 8 years, and he's not done with it yet. But the self-described Clark Kent of literary bar bands now takes an opportunity to explore outside the raucous Hold Steady stage on his solo debut, Clear Heart, Full Eyes. The title references the mythical team on the TV show Friday Night Lights. But the songs take us much deeper into Finn's life, from his relationship with religion to his ability to experience a breakup and still parcel it out as a journey that happens to everyone. There's an ever higher level of smarts and thoughtfulness on this album, so when Craig Finn came by to hang out at FUV, host Dennis Elsis asked where a couple of songs came from.
The Honolulu Blues is a song that is partly inspired by the Hold Steady going to Hawaii and going to this beautiful paradise, but also on the streets of Honolulu, there's kind of an edge there. And I was thinking, like, you know, it's not really what you think of when you go to Hawaii. But also, I read this amazing book called earlier this year called Democracy. It's a Joan Didion book. I think it was written about 84. And it deals a lot with the end of the Vietnam War and sort of Hawaii's role in the Vietnam War being our westernmost state and sort of the profiteering and whatnot that went on kind of was based out of Hawaii and Honolulu. And I was sort of thinking about how, you know, whether our furthest most points of our country are often kind of places that things happen regarding foreign policy. And it was just kind of a fascinating story to me, and it inspired the song Honolulu Blues.
I was underneath the city, riding around in trains. Fell asleep at Nassau, and then I ended up in Maine. There were big tall trees and rocky coastline. The waves came in so wild. But for all that natural beauty, there were still so many kids that were asking me for something that could help them to get high. We're all good, we're all bad, we're the fork and we're sad. Roll the rock away and check the tomb. We're awake and we're aware. We're confused and cold and scared, and cross your mind since that he died for me and you. Walk up in the ocean with the Honolulu Blues.
This album in general has a lot of breakup songs and a lot of alone songs. So, I mean, I think that's what I'm with Clear Heart, Full Eyes. It means kind of holding on to optimism, even through kind of tough experiences.
I'm not one of those kinds of interviewers, but should we ask if there's personal experiences that have influenced the making of the album?
Yeah, I mean, there is. I mean, they're not one-to-one experiences, but everyone's gone through a breakup, and it was it's funny that the I feel like going down to Texas and listening to country radio when I was driving around may have influenced it somewhat, because there are certainly a lot of breakup songs in country music.
My head was really hurting. I had to take it to Apollo Bay. My head was really hurting. I had to take it to Apollo Bay. All my downtime makes me restless. All my small talk makes me nervous. My head was really hurting. I had to take it to Apollo Bay.
Craig Finn with Apollo Bay and Honolulu Blues. Both songs appear on his new album, Clear Heart, Full Eyes. Thanks to KUT in Austin, Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.